This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, if you're honest, have you ever said these words, "I'm so mad at him, I'm so mad at her, I could kill them"? Well, we laugh at that, perhaps we snicker at that, but it's not a laughing matter to the Lord. We read yesterday from the Epistle of 1 John on this program that he who hates his brother is a murderer. I don't know about you, but that's one of the most sobering verses of Scripture in all of the Bible. He who hates his brother is a murderer. The word brother, as we pointed out yesterday, means anyone in proximity to me. Doesn't mean necessarily a physical brother or sister. Let's continue part two of this message we began yesterday from the epistle or letter of 1 John on the power of hatred. William Barclay is one of my absolute favorite, if not my favorite, commentator. He's been dead for years. But he says it all in one paragraph about all three passages when he says this: there is a kind of Christian attitude which enthusiastically preaches love to the heathen, to the pagans, in lands across the sea, but which has never got on to any kind of terms of fellowship with its next-door neighbor. There's a kind of person who preaches love for other nations, yet who has never succeeded in living at peace within his own family circle. Do you get that? That it's a lot easier to talk about loving people halfway around the world and loving people in Africa and loving people in India. We should be concerned about people in Russia. And then turn around and say, here's my list of 8 or 10 people that I hate that live next door to me, that live in my community, that live in my family or my extended family. And so we're going to say some things today that I think are going to be different, that you've never heard before, to talk about the power of hatred, because it's not really edifying to talk about the power of hatred, but yet to preach the whole counsel of God, I think you have to state when the Bible says this is what it is. This is how it is in terms of what hatred does. Let's look at the first passage again from 1 John 2. 1 John 2, what hatred does. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there's nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded him. If you were here this summer, I told you a true story about a girl from Auckland, New Zealand, who went blind as a teenager. So she had the privilege of seeing, and then she goes blind. And then for 5 years is blind until one day she hit her head on the end table or a coffee table because her dog tripped her, and she woke up the next morning and could see, and it was just kind of no less than a miracle according to her. But if you remember this part of the story, she said, when you're blind, you trip all the time. When you're blind, you walk into walls. When you're blind, you trip over furniture. You trip over a dog or cat. You're constantly falling. And she said she would hit her head routinely as she would fall. And isn't it interesting, the first thing I want to tell you, that hatred involves blindness, that when I hate somebody, I become blind. I can't see things that are in front of me. You ever talked about somebody in a blind rage? Sure you have. Maybe somebody described you that way, that you were in a blind rage, where you were so angry that was the best way to describe you. He or she is in a blind rage. Here's the first point I want you to write down. Hatred equals blindness. Hatred equals blindness in your life and in my life. Well, I don't know if you've ever thought of hatred producing blindness in your life, but we talk about people being so angry and so hateful of hate, they couldn't see straight. We understand that language. Well, tomorrow the language gets even stronger, that hatred makes you or me, believe it or not, a murderer. We'll talk about that tomorrow on Cross Hope. Tune in same time, same place on the Family Talk Channel, XM Sirius 131.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.